sky's so blue. With birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Mm, it's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse, a special edition of the show this morning. We're coming to you from outside of the Triad Center. We're on the corner out here, and we're giving away solar viewing glasses. Looks like we have at least 20 pairs left. Unfortunately, Ton, I've been watching the solar eclipse. It's been so fun to watch, and now some cloud cover has moved in, so for the last few minutes, I haven't been able to see much of the sun. However, I can tell you that at this point, about half of the sun is now covered by the moon.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clouds right now, trying to eye up what direction they're moving, and they seem to be moving east. So hopefully we won't be obscured in another 10 minutes.
I know, because that is exactly when we are supposed to see the peak of the solar eclipse. And here along the Wasatch Front, we're only going to see about 90% coverage of the moon. It's not going to be quite that ring of fire that they're going to see down in the Richfield area, down in Goblin Valley and places like that, but still a rare occasion for us to have this type of annular eclipse.
It is, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, we've been giving away the glasses so you can look at the sun without damaging your eyes. And I was, you know, when you see on the news sometimes, they're like, don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the sun.
No, and, you know, we seem like a ridiculous newscaster sometimes, but stating the obvious, but please be careful.
Did you say ridiculous newscasters?
You are not ridiculous, but when...
Ton.
And I'm just digging myself a hole, but, you know, they're like, you should wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle.
You're like, okay, stating
yeah.
the obvious.
Yes.
We get it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So the peak, again, of this the annular solar eclipse is between 10:25 and 10:30. It's a very short peak. So it's not that the eclipse will be all over, then you're going to be able to watch, you know, the sun reemerge, of course. But hopefully some of our cloud cover will go away. And if you'd like to come out and get some of these viewing glasses, we still have, like I said, 20 to 30 left for you to pick up. You can just stop on the corner and Lee will grab you some glasses and you can have some fun watching the sun this morning. We wanted to talk for just a minute. The autumn leaves are just so beautiful right now. Let's talk about what's happening with our trees.
So our trees, when you see a green leaf, we all know about chlorophyll. You know, that's the green pigment in the leaves that collects the sun's energy to produce sugars through photosynthesis. But the trees and plants have other well, I guess you'd call them organelles. This is going by lack of biology and more botany, but they have structures in the leaves that absorb different pigments of the sun, and those will be red, orange, yellow. And so there's several pigments in the leaf that are obscured usually by chlorophyll. And so chlorophyll is the first pigment to break down, and that oftentimes leaves either yellow, orange, or red pigments left, and sometimes purpley. And so anthocyanins are the red and purple. You know, sometimes we hear about those in health food stores. And then the yellow pigments are carotenoids, the carotenoids like you would get from a carrot that are supposed to help improve our vision. Don't eat the leaves, but one thing that we are seeing is as the chlorophyll breaks down, the other pigments in the leaves are less obscured.
Okay. You put an article up on the KSL Greenhouse
Facebook
page.
We did. J.D. Gunnell, frequent contributor to the show, put this together and explains it a little bit more in depth. But it explains a little bit the biology and life processes of the tree going dormant. And the tree actually physically has to form what's called an abscission layer on what's called the petiole, where it connects to the branch for those leaves to drop. And oftentimes when you see leaves stuck to a tree or to a bush because the they got frozen prematurely or they died prematurely is because that abscission layer wasn't formed and the leaves never fell off the tree.
You know, it's really interesting. You learn all about photosynthesis in like what elementary school, and then you don't, unless you actually study it, you don't think a lot about it.
You don't.
Until fall, especially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the thing that, to me, when I was having to take those hardcore science classes, that there are entire semester classes on photosynthesis, just the processes of.
But you just told me all about it, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's in the nutshell. But then there are people that do entire PhDs on just photosynthesis. And so you can really do a deep dive on all the different mechanisms and chemical reactions and everything that goes on with the ATP production and things. But the most I was ever subjected to was about 6 weeks of photosynthesis. And it was probably one of my hardest classes I've ever had. I pulled a B, and I was proud of that.
Not as easy as you think.
No.
Okay, what I have to say about photosynthesis is that I have enjoyed the leaves more this year because it is so beautiful. Just when I'm taking my drive home and Mount Olympus, that entire area, I noticed all along Utah County, those mountains, the mountain ranges are gorgeous, like just the reds and yellows. And usually by this time of year, you're not seeing anything up there.
No, you're not. And we drove through Spanish Fork Canyon yesterday going to Vernal, and that canyon was spectacular.
All right. So we have our callers that are waiting for us. We are sitting outside the broadcast house on the corner of the Triad Center. You can stop by. We're just across from the Delta Center, and we still have about 20 to 30 pairs of these solar glasses if you'd like to enjoy the eclipse with us. And the peak expected in the next 10 minutes. So you can pick those up and enjoy the peak. And the eclipse underway all morning. You know, it's going to take some time for the moon to move away from the sun, so you'll have some time to enjoy that as well. Quick break. When we come back, we have Dave and Bruce on the line. They'll be first up. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. Text us, 57500. Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria and Ton coming to you this morning from the corner of the Triad Center, where we are watching the annular solar eclipse. And luckily, the clouds have thinned, Ton, so we can actually see what's happening again.
Yeah, it's really, you can see just a sliver of the sun.
Yeah, it looked like a crescent moon for a second, but now it's just a sliver of the sun left.
Yeah, sorry, I should be saying something. We're on the radio, but that
is... Yeah, you need to speak, Tom.
Pretty neat.
Okay, we still have a sliver, and again, the peak coming in just about 5 minutes and lasting for only 5 minutes. And again, if you need some solar eclipse glasses, these viewing glasses, please just come grab a couple. Just stop at the corner, and Lee will be happy to give you a few. We still have about 20 pair left. Let's go back to our phone lines. Dave is on the line in Clinton. Good morning, Dave. What was your question?
I've got a big patch in my lawn that had quackgrass, and I've killed it out. There's no quackgrass anymore, but there was also no lawn. So I've got three questions. I planted seeds around the 1st of August, and they've come up, but I've got a lot of weeds in it. Is it okay to spray a broadleaf weed killer on it?
Have you mowed those new grass a couple times yet?
I mowed the lawn, and now I'm going over it before I avoided it.
Okay, because once the new grass has been mowed twice, so it actually needs to grow up and have a mowing or two, yes. It's mature enough to tolerate the weed killer. So if it hasn't been tall enough that you've actually been clipping the top off of it yet, I might hold off until spring to spray it.
So what about fertilizer?
You can fertilize it. It would greatly benefit from a winterizer, but a late fall application of fertilizer, and that would help it green up, and it'll store some of those nutrients in the roots.
Okay, the next question is, can I put like a thin layer of compost over the top of it for the winter?
I wouldn't. I mean, if it was up and it was just a quarter of an inch, maybe. But I wouldn't put any compost over the top.
Long.
Yeah, so I wouldn't.
Okay. I just thought that might help it. All
right, no, I mean, like a quarter inch that would break down over the winter would improve the soil a bit, but no more.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, is wondering, do burning bushes lose their color and vibrancy as they age?
They do not. They should maintain that. And if they are losing their color and vibrancy, it's usually due to too much shade. It could have some insect problems like scale or something, or it's a lack of nutrition. The burning bush need to be fertilized in the spring twice, mid to late March and again mid-April to early June, with triple 16 fertilizer to help maintain the nutrition. And if you'll do that, they're a lot more likely to color up.
All right. Bruce is on the line in Alpine. Good morning, Bruce. What was your question? Hello, Bruce, are you there?
We might be having some phone problems. We do have some more texts. There was one person asking how to keep scrub oak from popping up in the cracks of his driveway.
Oh, that is Bruce. Okay, why don't you go ahead and answer his question?
Well, it is not really a simple solution, and the only permanent way I really know how to do that would be to trench along the side of the driveway about 2 feet deep and get some root barrier to put down, which is a flexible plastic. The only place I know of to get it is from forestry suppliers, and I think they sell a box of 12 for around $200, so they're not cheap. But that's about the only way, is to trench to sever the roots, because you don't want to use any herbicides, because that could travel back to the trees and kill the trees.
Okay, we are getting so close to the peak of this eclipse. Just super fun to be watching this outside with our listeners, Ton. We have a bunch of people who have gathered and they've come to grab glasses, and this is just a pretty fun event to experience with everyone. Next listener would like to know when to plant grass seed so it'll come up early next spring.
You could plant in late October to mid-November before snow flies, or you can plant sometime as soon as you can work the soil in April.
Okay. So have you had a chance to look at the eclipse now?
Yes, and it's just a sliver of the sun. I mean, it almost looks like it's getting to be dusk, and just with the amount of light levels and the moon, it's just slightly right to center of the sun.
You know what
that
is?
That might be the best we're going to get.
You know what is? No, we still have
two more minutes.
We're at the peak. But what is so interesting is how much light there is, even with this eclipse.
It is. And you can still see fine, but you can tell that the light levels have significantly diminished.
I thought it was really interesting to hear from Patrick Wiggins how, if you go out and look at your trees right now, the shadows of the leaves are different. Just how different the plants look.
They are. I remember 10 years ago or so when we had the last eclipse that was visible up in Idaho, and looking at the shadows of the leaves, and you could see the eclipse of the sun in the shadows of the leaves, almost like you had clipped a circle or a pie-shaped circle out of each leaf.
Mm-hmm. Did I already ask you when to prune perennial ornamental grasses?
Ornamental grasses, you can let them go until spring if you want. A lot of people don't like to because they get smashed down by the snow and they can partially rot. And so I actually like to cut them down sometime in mid-November before snow flies, just because the cleanup is a lot easier.
Oh, you need to look in your glasses. Look in your glasses now. So we just have a teeny corner, just a sliver left.
Wow.
In the upper left-hand corner of the sun. What a fun thing to
watch. So you can see just a quarter of the ring of the sun. And it's moving, so you can almost see a complete circle now.
We are almost there. And
there it goes.
There we go. We are at a total annular eclipse of the sun, just a very faint line across the bottom left. And this peak only going to last about 5 minutes. So if you have your solar viewing glasses, go out, make sure you see this rare event.
So it's getting even a little bit darker out here. It looks like it's just morning when I was about leaving 4KSL from Southern Utah County. And I understand that when this happens where it is totally dark, that the birds actually think it's night. Mm-hmm. The insects will stop flying. And so there's a lot of interesting things that can happen during a solar eclipse in your garden.
I forgot what I was going to say. Totally distracted by the solar eclipse. Oh, And now it seems to be, we're starting to see already the sun starting to reemerge, I think, Tom.
We are.
Well, that wasn't 5 minutes. I wanted a whole 5 minutes.
Oh, Dave's playing Turn Around Bright Eyes, or what's the name? The Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Eclipse,
yes.
Of the Heart. As we have a total eclipse.
That's
of the
clever,
sun.
Dave.
Very clever. And you are listening to the KSL Greenhouse, enjoying this annular solar eclipse with all of you. And remember, it's not a full eclipse. That's why they're calling it an annular eclipse. Only about 90% coverage here. So we have reached that peak, and it's only going to last for a couple more minutes. You know, in other parts of the state, Ton, down in Richfield, down in Goblin Valley, they're actually going to see a ring of fire around the sun. We don't quite get to have that experience here.
No, but it's still a once-in-a-lifetime experience to even see what is happening now. And you know, it makes me like want to call my wife, get the kids outside right now.
I know. Wake up those kids and get them outside to watch this. All right. We need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Thank you for enjoying this annular eclipse with us. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500.